You're listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University. My name is Sean McMeekin, and I am joined by Luca Realm, Jackson Brown, and Bernie Lee. This is Rock and Ride, and for the next hour, we'll keep your ride grooving with underrepresented rock, both new and old, and we'll take some time to tell you about the way the transport we use affects the music we love. Alrighty, this is currently our This is currently our last scheduled show for possibly quite a while. So today we got a great selection of songs for you, a lot of it being punk, but we'll keep it a bit chill to start off. Here's 3x5 by John Mayer. I've been Jumping into a completely different kind of song, here's The Parting Glass by The Grinning Barretts. So that's a very fun song. It's not too often that you hear bagpipes integrated into rock and, you know, actually have it sound good. I wish I could tell you that we have a particularly special show for our last, but not really. It's just us. All the special stuff we really have is just us showing off some bands we quite like. Like, for example, this is not rock at all, but oh well. One of my favorite bands, called Caravan Palace, who are a electro swing band, just recently released a new album called the Gangbusters Melody Club. So I'm just going to play a couple of my favorites from their new album, and we'll get back to rock after this. Here is City Cook.
Not like that, Chef.
Hey, so what?
where to begin. I'm not funny, how this ever gets to be. But I just wonder if you understand what it means to me.
To be quite honest with you, neither of the songs that I'm playing are my favorites from the album. Well, favorite singular, because the one called Spirits unfortunately has some explicit language, so I cannot play it for you. Instead, here's one more song by Caravan Palace before we get back to rock. This is Avalanches by Caravan Palace.
You fall in love with me, with me.
Only with you.
If you like those two songs, I'd recommend checking out the whole album, the new album by Caravan Palace, Gangbusters Melody Club, later, of course, after listening to our whole show. I believe I'm handing it over to Luca Ram.
Good morning, Rockin' Riders. Let me tell you one thing. Sean, I think you're on the wrong mic.
Anyways, let me tell you guys one...
Definitely not. That's the right mic.
Anyways, we've reached the end of our scheduled shows, but that doesn't mean Rockin' Ride is over. And we're happy to bring you the news that the week is over, and it's Friday. And another great fact about this weekend is that it's my mom's 50th birthday, so I'd love to wish her a great happy birthday and lots of music behind her. And I'm sure she's had her great experiences with rock, and, you know, we're going to live it up this weekend, and, you know, we're gonna bring back that same theme, and I'm glad to share these moments with people that understand the world and the music. So I'm going to play a song for her, and it's Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam off the album Jeremy. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Shelley.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Shelly. This is CJSF 90.1 FM radio at Simon Fraser University, Burnaby Campus. You're listening to Rock and Ride. We're getting into the punk I promised you at the start of the show. Here's Luke Araum.
Hello, folks, boys and girls, and whoever is on this beloved earth we call Vancouver. Anyways, you know, we love our punk here, and recently we've been checking out the true local of our rock and roll history, and we've discovered a very interesting man by the name of Joey Keithley. And this guy, man, he's had a great career. He started back in 78 releasing albums, and you know, if you've done music for that long, you've seen it all. You've been through it all, and you see stuff that you pick up. For example, they were kind of a slower rock band until they actually saw a Ramones concert, and Joe Keithley was like, damn, we need to incorporate that. And I feel that's really important because a lot of bands these days do that, and they use inspiration of the style of other bands to their advantage, which is always cool, and it always makes new stuff, especially when you meld two types of rhythm and music together. More about his band, though. They kind of had pretty good success during their years. You know, they've changed their members over time, and truly, Joe Keithley's been the only guy that stayed through, and he's the punk god of Burnaby, and currently he's actually a city councilor, and we'd love to see him live. I'm pretty sure he's performing around May in Vancouver, so we'd love to see him. Anyways, I'm going to pass it back to Sean. He's going to read you guys the next song.
So, just a bit more. Joey Keithley, he has a nickname that we cannot say on the show, which I think is quite funny. His band is called DOA, Dead on Arrival, which I think is very cool. The song we're going to play for you first off, we got a couple, is Utopia, which isn't on any of their regular albums, from what I could tell. It's only on their greatest hits album, so they must have had a lot of trust in that song being good, and it is. Also, their greatest hits album, I also can't say on the air. Allow me just a moment. All right, here it is, Utopia by DOA, featuring Joe Keithley as the lead singer.